weeks. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm all started. I'm ready to go. I'm primed. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs. I want to thank our friends over at MTP Software and also, begrudgingly, Walter Sullivan, my co-host.
Jeffrey, I got to tell you, you are more than primed today.
Our next guest, Mr. Clean, Ariel Margolis, founder of Potney Pros.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You a little nervous?
A little.
Why?
It's first time on a television.
Oh, I thought it could be with me.
No, I'm not nervous with
you. No matter what you do, Walter's going to make you look good because Walter's, you know, he's, you know.
I can make anybody look good.
Exactly. See? Tell us about Pottery Pros.
So Potney Pros is
Potney Pros, sorry.
That's all right. Potney Pros is a virtual and at-home service consultation for growing pot in starting out in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
And the cool thing about this is, well, one, he's going to tell us about his background, but the cool thing is you have the ability, you do, Jeffrey, to grow six plants at home, and your wife can grow six plants at home.
I went to a party this summer, and, you know, people, you know, it was on the Cape, I'll say, and just like people were bringing wine, they were bringing wine, they were bringing pot because it's a new age.
Right.
And then someone said to me, oh, don't bring pot. Look over there what's growing.
But he's going to help you get a good crop.
Absolutely.
Now, so tell us about your background.
How do you do that? Yeah, what's your background? He's right.
What's my background? So originally, I was a teacher and a principal for over 20 years.
What level?
Middle school. So, and then I went into higher ed, and I got frustrated with the education system.
Easy to do.
Which is very easy to do. And I decided to go into become an entrepreneur, originally for instructional design of online courses for marketing purposes for startups and edtech. And then, ironically, I reached out to Neva and asked if they needed any type of coaching for their veterans. And they said, yeah, could you actually design a course on how to grow pot? And I was as square as anything. I mean, I had parents as hippies, but we weren't allowed to watch The Sound of Music because there were Nazis in them. And as I'm Jewish, so
that's pretty extreme.
It was pretty extreme. Yeah,
that's pretty extreme. Some of my friends whose parents were at a concentration camps watched The Sound of Music.
Yeah, no, we couldn't watch The Sound of Music.
Right.
Or have guns, any type of water guns.
Maybe they didn't like music.
No, they liked music. Just couldn't. Yeah. Anyway.
Doe a deer.
A female deer.
Yeah. That was from that movie.
I know. That's why I said the next line.
Do you have a lot of psychological issues?
Just a few.
Just like, okay.
Yeah. But okay. I've been to therapy several times.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Clearly hasn't worked that much.
No, it hasn't, because my mother keeps reminding me she gave me a girl's name, so it's okay.
Isn't that what happened to a boy named Sue?
Yes.
Yes, it did.
That's what she said.
I
named you Sue. That's what she said. Yep.
That's kind of interesting.
As recently as last week.
So your parents,
were
your parents a little bit off the grid?
Yeah, they were hippies.
Yeah, you could tell, you know. I'm a little intuitive. Didn't take much, though, on that one.
No.
Now, what's the biggest problem you face, you know, keeping your business vibrant?
I would say the most challenging piece is the stigma that's related. So whenever I talk to somebody and say, you know, what is it you're doing? I said, oh, I'm in the pot industry. You get that look, not of curiosity, but of, oh, you're a pothead, or, oh, are you growing something? Are you doing something illegal? Then when I say, I'm not growing at home because my wife doesn't want me to, then the curiosity peaks. But it's the stigma that is so challenging and still is challenging. That's really one of the reasons why I designed Potney Pros, because I want to disrupt it with education, because there's so much crap out there about the negative consequences of pot. And yes, there are consequences, especially for middle school and high school students. They should not be using it. But beyond that, the benefits are huge. And there's a lot of crap out there that needs to be erased. And so that's one of the reasons why Potney Pros is going to have a knowledge base where it's going to be authentic, vetted content that people can learn. So if you want to learn how to grow, you can learn how to grow. You want to learn the history of cannabis, you can learn the history of cannabis there.
I mean, this is similar to, in a bigger savings, as someone who wants to make their own beer at home.
Exactly.
But you can actually, this is something you can truly do.
Yes.
And enjoy doing it and save an incredible lot of money.
Totally. especially now that it's legal in the in
I think that was really, Walter, I was surprised that came from you. That was really good comment, because I think that's a good analogy. You know, those beer, the people who make beer at home, they really love beer. And, you know, they're not necessarily alcoholics. They're not abusing it. They just love beer, and they want to make a beer that's theirs,
mm-hmm.
and they want to make something that really appeals to their tastes 100%. Is that the similarity? So I'm going to go with what he started.
Yeah, it totally is. It's, you know, you can have your own type of pot. You can have as much as you want. You can have it on demand. You can use it. There are a lot of people now that want to cook with pot. They want to. I saw a video on extracting pot to make pot liqueur. So, you know, it really is like the Wild West right now in terms of the benefits of it. And in addition to the medicinal sides of it, whether you're, you know, whether you're suffering from stage 4 cancer or you're suffering from anxiety, the benefits, we still don't know everything. And in fact, we're behind the times. You know, there are countries, especially in Israel, where the latest research on cannabis is now focusing on children with epilepsy. And so there are kids who are prescribed cannabis to take it, and it's preventing their seizures. So why not take something that's natural versus the high side effects of I forget the name of the medication that takes care of epilepsy. But, you know, why do that when you can have it naturally and also have it grown in your own home, and it'll save you tons of money.
And statistically, it's as effective as traditional drugs.
Yeah.
And you're not on a drug. So, people who are growing plants, do they tend to abuse the privilege, do you think? You know, only six plants? And what does six plants get you? Does it get you enough?
So in the ideal...
I mean, I'm thinking about people who, you know, do cannabis regularly. You know, how long is six plants going to stretch?
So in an ideal setup, one plant can grow over 2 pounds.
Oh my, that's a lot.
That's a lot, right?
One plant, 2 pounds.
Yeah, and I think when you got to think about is that... The six plants only count in the vegetation
state.
So that's
12 pounds. So if there was a range, 8 to 12 pounds, let's say if it wasn't a good plant. You know, my wife's not good with plants. So 8 to 12, buy her a plant, she kills a plant. 8 to 12, not marijuana, any plant. 8 to 12 pounds, that's a lot of marijuana.
Yeah.
That's enough, that's more than a year's supply.
It's more than a year's supply, right?
Right.
And especially when an ounce costs.
I was wondering if the plant number six was arbitrary.
That's a good question. I don't know the background. I don't know why. I know Canada has two. You can grow two in your house. That's it. I don't know what the rationale behind it is.
Good question, Jeffrey. I don't know how.
Yeah, because I would think based on what you said in terms of the output, two plants would be enough for a normal person for a year in their house.
Right.
Six plants are giving away to their buddies at parties.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's
okay
to give it away for free.
Right, but if two plants is enough, Walter, six plants is more. You know, six is more than, way yeah. more than enough.
And if you're just smoking, but then if you're using it for extracts and everything else, correct. That you know you're not getting the same out of the product.
Baking with it,
right? And you know, some people will want to have their product tested to see what the THC value is. Some won't, so you're really not going to know. I think that's part of it. In addition, you know, it is, you're growing a plant and it does take some effort. So, you know, you could lose a plant while you're growing. You just don't know. That's why we have
exactly
botany
what
pros.
You do. So if I were to hire you.
Before you go. Yeah. Yeah. So you're not nervous anymore.
Yeah. So explain. So if I were to hire you because I want to grow six plants.
No, he's not going to pay you. Let's pretend I'm hiring you.
Yeah. Okay. He will pay you.
He'll
yeah,
pay me. That's
I'll
all right.
pay you.
Okay. So. What we'll do is we offer virtual services so that way if you are growing on your own and all of a sudden you notice that your plants are not doing well, you can come onto our site and a just-in-time service, log on, you'll be able to connect with a grower, show him or her the plant virtually. They'll tell you what to do. You can do that. If you want to do a membership series, you can get a package of virtual growing or you can have at-home service. A vetted grower will come to your house, do the setup for you, talk it through what oh, types nice. Of cannabis you want to grow, how many. We'll come to your house regularly to check on the plants if you want and even cultivate it.
You know, a long time ago, in a far-off world in another galaxy, I used to work for one of the corporate plant companies in Boston, the largest one in Boston at the time. It's been sold since then. And you're reminding me of what they were doing. You know, they're going into corporations every day. They're watering the plants, trimming the plants, making them work.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yep.
You're doing the maintenance. You're selling. You're not selling just how to do it, but you're also selling a maintenance program.
Exactly.
Which is really much better. And would that be billed on a sort of annual fee or a monthly fee, a small fee?
It depends. If you want the at-home service, you know, we're not selling the materials to grow because you need a license to, in order to actually sell the seeds. But we can certainly give you the materials, the non-seed materials to grow. And, you know, if you want to have a membership and then have somebody come to your house weekly, or you want to just have them cultivate it for you because they're an expert and you don't have the time for it, or you want to make sure, then it's really up to you. The price point is going to be anywhere. It really is. We're now looking into the price point of the virtual being anywhere between $50 to $150, right, depending on the experience of the grower.
Now that since you're an educator, will you come back again and talk to us more about this?
Absolutely.
You promise?
I do.
Without Walter.
Without Walter?
Without
Walter. So not on a Thursday?
We'll find a day when Walter's not going to be here.
Okay.
I'm not here whenever he tells me not to be. I listen to my wife.
Someone's looking for you, though. How could they find you at Potney Pros?
So right now you can find me on Instagram or LinkedIn. And we're having the website developed as we speak. We're officially launching in January. So the domain is going to be potneypros.com. So my guess is that's what our website will be.
And if we're looking for the cannabis lawyer of note, how would we find you?
You find me with Jeffrey. No, at waltersullivanlaw.com.
Right. Do you take credit cards?
No, I actually don't. That's actually a good point.
PayPal.
I gotta start taking credit.
PayPal,
that's the way to go.
Well, you know, your cannabis guys
You
do
teach
it.
Me more every day I come here.
You're a bad business person.
PayPal takes too much money.
My wife doesn't ban a lot of other things, too.
Hey, we're going to sign off, but we'll be back with more In the Weeds with Walter Sullivan after this break.